First question, just about your volunteering. How did that start, and how did you get involved, and what sort of things did you used to do and still do?
Yeah, that actually started after we had a tragic crash with the air ambulance in 1998, and I suddenly realised when that happened, I'd only ever sort of paid 30p towards it in the 9 years it had been flying, and I just remember sitting down when I heard the news that the air ambulance had crashed. I couldn't stop crying because my daughter was only 4 years old then, and I used to go in the garden and wave to the helicopter and say, "Oh, look, there's the air ambulance," and then when it crashed, the sky seemed quite empty then. And at the time I was going out with a radio presenter, and somebody had produced a CD to raise funds for the air ambulance to get a new helicopter. And that's when I met the then chief executive, Kate Chivers, who told me that there wasn't many volunteers in the Medway area and would I like to join. And at that stage I was a single parent in a part-time job, and I thought, well, I've actually got some time on my hands. So I signed up and maintained about 50 collection boxes around the Medway towns, and then I went on to do cheque presentations for them, for local groups and businesses that had raised funds for the air ambulance. And then I started doing all the local events like the Dickens Festival, school fetes, and I really started to enjoy it, because it's only when you get out and about you realise there's lots of interesting people out there, lots of people that do fundraise. Because there's a lot of bad news around, isn't it? And it's only when you get out to the community you realise actually there's a lot of good work going on, sort of unrecognised out there.
And you said you would go to fetes. Would that just be to get people to donate and sort of go and speak to people about what?
Well, we often get invited by schools, or if a business is holding an open day and they ask you to come along with a stall to sell logoed merchandise for the air ambulance, so I'll go along and do that for them.
And that was the evenings and weekends, wasn't it? It wasn't just weekends, was it?
Yeah, weekends I'll do the events, like run the stalls. Evenings now, it's taken me 13 years to pluck up the courage to actually go out and give presentations, PowerPoint presentations to Rotary groups and WIs. I didn't think I'd have the confidence to do it, but I've started last September and I'm really enjoying that, because I think it's really important to go out there and actually tell people what the service is all about, really, and keep them up to date with what's going on with their air ambulance. So I'm really enjoying that.
Mm. And when you you volunteer for them, what job did you sort of do full time, like 9 to 5?
I had a part time job. I used to work for Tesco, the one at Gillingham, actually, when I first joined as a volunteer. I had a part-time job, and it was only when my daughter went to secondary school, I had an opportunity came by. I had to apply for the event and volunteer coordinator with the Trust. That's after 7 years of volunteering for them, and I was fortunate enough to land that position, and that's when I went full-time. So I've been doing full-time for 6 years now.
But you worked full time. We know when you did your volunteering initially. You had more than a part time job, didn't you? I think you had because you worked for that place in Aylesford and stuff. Was that part time?
Yeah, that was part time. They're mainly all part time. That's why I had a time to volunteer sort of a lot more. Well, I still do now, sort of my weekends and evenings. Yeah, the Kent Air Ambulance was the first full-time opportunity for me.
And sort of now that you work for them full-time, what other things do you do at evenings or weekends? Is it all related to the air ambulance?
I still, when...